Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, time to make some picks. BT and Sounds football picks brought to you by ELEC 825, building our future, and by London menswear brand Charles Tirwhitt. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
The perfect parlay pick segment, divisional round edition. There are 7 games left in the NFL season. You have 4 this great weekend, 2 obviously the following weekend with the championship round, and then the Super Bowl, BT. Not much on the line between us, but for me, I'm going head-to-head with Evan, the inner show battle between picks champions throughout the course of the regular season. So that's on the line. None of us cashed a parlay last week. What do you have for us this week? Division round.
Well, so, yeah, as long as we got the music, then we can crank out some winners. I'll tell you, I got a lot of barking going on, Wax. I'm riding that dog express. We like a lot of dogs this week here, Sal. All right, first up, Saturday, 4:30, Texans at Kansas City. All right, I'm going with the Texans here. Now, C.J. Stroud is just really, really good. And I think the other thing, too, and I know they've been a little bit banged up at receiver. The O-line's been a bit of an issue. But, like, when we talk about the Texans, it's always about Stroud. It's never about their coach. They're also very well coached, not to mention as the head coach, but also Bobby Slowick, who is going to interview with the Jets, and actually I think already has.
Yes.
Very highly thought of in the NFL circle. So Kansas City, if this is a couple of years ago, I'm not touching this where I'm going the other way because Kansas City lit everybody up. They don't blow teams out anymore. I'm taking the 8. That's a big number. Give me Texans +8. Number 2, it's another big number here, +9.5. Detroit and the Commanders. Going Commanders. I can't imagine. You got to remember, I lived in Detroit. It was my second radio job. And what the Lions mean to those people, wow. That they haven't mentioned the Pistons or the Red Wings or the Tigers on the radio in a month. Trust me. So the pressure is going to be insane for the players. Now, maybe they don't feel it. I think they might be a little tight early, understandably. I think the Commanders are worthy. Give me the 9.5 to cover, not to win, to hang around and cover. Now about Sunday. Another big number, 6.5. Philly, It's in Philly. The Rams, I did like the Rams last week. I was rewarded with that. I'm going back to the Rams this week. I'm taking the 6.5. That's the first game, as I said. Listen, got a lot of respect for Philly. I don't think their coach is amazing. I don't think their quarterback is amazing. And yeah, this could get sloppy and turn into a blowout. I don't think it does. Give me the Rams +6.5. Now, this one, it's a small number. It's basically a pick 'em. I'm going with the Bills. I'm going against Costos here. I know he always dumps on McDermott. I don't think McDermott's as good as Harbaugh, but I don't think McDermott's nearly as bad as Nick and others make him out to be. And I love Josh Allen, man, and I love that crowd. Maybe a little hard here, even as a Jets fan. Why would I root for the Bills? I don't know. A piece of me wants to see him crack through. Give me the Bills +1. So, in summation, Texans +8, Commanders +9.5, Rams +6.5, Bills Bills plus one. There you
all
go.
Right, all
Bills
dogs for you, BT. Hoff, yep. What do you got?
No, not anyone.
Well, it's Friday. I'm feeling very good right now.
Yeah. You can pick the music. You can't pick the games. What do you got?
Well, guess what? If I go down, so does BT, because I went 4-for-4 with BT,
Are
baby.
You serious?
Everything. I went all dogs this week. I think the I do think that the Rams are going to lose. I think the Eagles are going to win. I think that, obviously, KC's going to win. I mean, but I think the Lions are going to win, but I think they're just going to be closer games. I'm going Buffalo because I do like the fact that they're at home,
right,
which is the only reason why I'm going to give the Bills and Josh Allen a little bit of love here. Otherwise, I'd go Baltimore if it was in Baltimore. But that's
all right.
It.
All right. There you go. Look at you guys in unison. And I'll be honest. Hit me with it, boy. Let's go here. Get me in the football. There we go. Yeah. Divisional round. I'll be honest with you. My initial thought was the same thing all week. I'm like, oh, I'm going dogs this week. And I do expect the games to be a lot closer. My best feel, like last week, my best bet was the Bills. My best feel this week is the Texans, plus 8. For a couple of reasons. Number one, actually for a few reasons. Number one, I was very impressed with the Texans' defense last week. I thought they just played a sound, crisp game, defensively forcing turnovers. They looked like they were up for the task in the postseason against a team who many people thought they were going to lose to in the Chargers. So they played a terrific football game. And you're right, BT. I think something was unlocked there with DeMeco Ryans, that defense, maybe the belief now that they won a playoff game against the Chargers where people didn't think that they could. They played a good game. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they're a live dog in this game against a Kansas City team who I have not believed in all year long and has great rust. Remember, Kansas City really hasn't played a game since probably, what, Christmas Day?
I kind of forgot about that,
think
but
about
you're right.
That. Took the foot off the gas last week of the season, another bye. I think the Chiefs can be had here. Give me the Texans plus the 8, maybe a little sprinkle on the money line because you get great odds, but that's game number one. Game number two, my initial instinct was, Jaden Daniels, this guy can't be stopped, right? And you think 9.5 is a lot, it's going to be better games this weekend. But then I got away from that because 10 is really not that big of a deal. Like, you can see at the end of the game, the Lions win. Let's just say, 30-20, something like that. Lions at home. They're hungry. They haven't been resting for a while here. Dan Campbell better than Dan Quinn. Goff in that building, still experienced with the weapons. Give me the Lions minus 9.5 at home to cover against Jaden Daniels and Washington as their good season will come to an end. I'll be in alignment with you guys with the Rams. I think they're too well coached and too good. They've been playing tremendous football. I'm not saying they're going to beat the Eagles, but I think that's a field goal game. Give me the Rams plus 6.5. And then I got to go with the Ravens. This was an impossible game to pick. Impossible to pick. But if I believe Lamar Jackson is a better player than Josh Allen, and I've been on the record saying that he's the best football player, not best quarterback, best football player that I've seen, they look right now like they are a locomotive, BT. And it's going to be tough going up there in Buffalo. I get it. I expect a hard-fought game. Costos are saying maybe the Ravens blow them out. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Weather's going to be messy.
Weather's going to be messy. I still am going to, even Zay Flowers maybe going to be out for this game. I still favor, a part of me wants to see the Bills fans enjoy a win,
mm-hmm.
but I still just believe the Ravens are better coached with Henry and Lamar. They're the better, more tougher team. And ultimately, if I have to pick one, and I do because I don't want to lose to Evan, give me the Ravens on the road in Buffalo. So in summation, Texans plus 8, Lions minus 9.5, Rams plus 6.5, and the Ravens on the road in Buffalo to get the win there.
All right, so now we're doing a little parlay here. Yeah. I'm going to do a little double parlay for you. I'm going to go with the Commanders plus 9.5 in Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just kind of leaning on them being a little tight. And listen, the Bills, Ravens, I had to make a pick there. I'm not going to keep going to that well because I don't know what the heck's going to happen. I do really feel pretty good about the Rams covering that number. So give me Commanders plus 9.5 and the Rams plus 6.5 in the Phillies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Parlay Hop, what do you got?
I am going to do my 14.
God.
I feel good about it. And I do feel good about the Buffalo Bills plus one. And listen, if all the dogs hit, woo, a lot of money.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
Bet the money line. I'm going to go Texans plus eight and then the Lions minus 9.5. And I don't even love, I really just love one game, and that's the Texans, my best bet, strong feel. I'll bet the games. I want to have action. Buddy's coming in. We're going to be betting the games like animals, watching Surfside, going to rails. Man. I can't wait. But if I had to bet a parlay, it would be the Texans and the Lions probably, because I just don't have a strong feel, certainly for the Ravens and Bills. It literally is a pick 'em game. And the Rams, I could see going either way. I could see Philly winning that by double digits or it being a field goal game. So give me the Texans and the Lions for the perfect part.
And by the way, that Bills-Ravens game, I mean, that's a legacy game for Lamar. I mean, and Josh, too. I mean, think about that. That's a legacy game.
You asked Costos before, and I thought it's a fascinating question. And let me just get this reading here. This road, or the road to New Orleans on the Fan, is sponsored by Bet365. You asked Costos before, BT, who had more pressure, Detroit or Buffalo?
Yep.
How about Lamar versus Josh Allen? Like, the Bills are at home.
Yeah, that does kind of tilt it in their favor, meaning they have more pressure.
Really, both need it. Like, you almost wish that this was the championship game here.
I know.
But this is a legacy game, no doubt. And I would say probably because they're at home and because the Bills have been doing it a little bit longer, I would think it's Josh Allen, myself, more pressure on him.
Lamar played so well against the Steelers. He could have thrown 7 touchdowns if they kept their foot on the gas. So that alleviates some of the criticism. But Josh has had more good playoff games than Lamar. That will probably get forgotten if Lamar outplays Josh. Like, the national narrative would be, against Josh to an extent, which I get. You lose a home game, that's not good. I don't know. I guess, you're the quarterback of a home team. You got to find a way to win. Even if you don't play great, you got to find a way to scrap it out.
I mean, think of the storylines. Either way, each quarterback is going to be ridiculed here. If Lamar Jackson loses, it's going to be, man, another great season goes to waste.
No
question.
Couldn't
get it done in the postseason. And if the Bills lost at home, like, I do think it's time to consider firing McDermott. I mean, imagine the Bills fired him and brought in Bill Belichick. Which I'm just thinking, like, they're at a point, the Bills are at the point now where they need the no doubt about it, proven, guaranteed winner. Like, they're only a Super Bowl away. It's not like getting to a playoff level or having some postseason success. They need to win a Super Bowl, which would lead me to saying you've got to get somebody who actually knows what it takes to, in fact, win a Super Bowl. It doesn't mean that that's the answer, but that's what I would do there. If they don't win this game or really get to a Super Bowl this year, I don't know how you could just run it back again and hope for a different result next year.
I mean, what if they lose 23-20 at the gun on a 47-yard field goal? And look, I mean, does that, you still fire them?
Look, and I wouldn't be shocked if they did win. I know you picked them. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if that's the case, even picking against them, but they've done it differently now being more of a running team.
Oh, Cook is tremendous.
Okay, so that,
about, you know, the Ravens, yeah, but Cook that, is
that's
an animal.
So that, in theory, should help them
definitely
get to that next level, even if it's a close game, though, if they lose.
Well, they got Mulatto back a month or so ago. Remember, he was hurt most of the season. He's a stud linebacker. I mean, they're ready. They got tight ends. Nah, come on, win.
You're going to run it back? I mean, all right, aside from the picks, what matchups then do you think we get on Championship Sunday? So we gave you the picks with the spread. You think we're getting Chiefs and Bills, and you think we're getting Lions Eagles?
I think, yeah. I hate to go chalky. Let me put it this way: of the four, I think the underdog that I would give the best chance to win would be the Rams.
Okay, I think we're getting one upset guaranteed. I just feel it. There's two. Like,
and you don't count the Ravens because it's a 1-point spread.
No. I'm talking about the other three bigger spreads. I think we're getting one upset.
We might.
I wouldn't be shocked if we got multiple. I could see the Texans and Rams. I can't really see. I mean, I guess Washington with Daniels, anything's possible. But I really can't. I could see Detroit losing next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see Detroit losing this game.
It's funny, we do the parlay here. I'm not a big parlay guy where I'm actually putting real money down. I just think it's a little suckerish. Yep. I'd rather do a reverse or whatever. But if you're building a parlay, because I don't know if the Lions will cover, but, you know, if you want to have like a 3 or 4 teamer, anything can happen, so this might backfire. You just take the Lions to win. Take the Lions on the money line, and then find the two other three things that you like, and juice the odds a little bit with that.
At least a little bit.
Almost lock in one guarantee, even though there's no such thing.
You know what I've been doing that you could do now is manipulate the spread.
Oh, I've done that many times.
Yeah, I didn't even, I was going old school for years, but now you could just say, you can make that spread whatever you want. Yeah, I think the Lions are going to win, but going to win by a touchdown, so I'll give it at 6.5. Or you feel comfortable at 2.5, or just to pick them.
Can you jack it up? Because I used to do this against the Jets. Yeah. I remember one time, I forget, it was a while ago. Maybe it was the butt fumble game. It may have been. Whatever the Jets were dogs that night, 12, 13, it was a big number. I actually juiced it up even more to 17, and I got back, and I won.
You could do that as well.
And I bet $300-$400. It was a nice one.
Right. So, you could either add the points or go down. Let's say I like the Texans to win. I just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take the Texans -3 or
The Texans -3 would be sick.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be plus 1,000.
Yeah, sometimes they hit.
I'm not saying they don't.
I do think we are going to get at least one upset, not counting the Bills-Ravens game. We are going to get one upset this weekend. All right, the road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. We come back, we'll finish with call of the day and your calls as well. NFL, you want to talk about Pete Alonso, whatever's on your mind, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.